stuff, but, you know, I finally get the fingers out and get to use them.
Are you pretty confident the way you've gone through practice with it this week, and what specifically have you noticed is such a big difference?
You know, just being able to throw it in there, use it, you know, grab, get leverage off of it, and, you know, it's totally different now, you know, being able to do that. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to notice that in the game. It'll help me, you know, do some things.
I don't know if you've thought about this, but I'm sure somewhere you've kind of run through this. How many sacks you think you'd have if you had had the use of both hands completely?
I don't know. You know, I'd probably at least have a couple more. So, who knows, though.
What do you expect from them? The way they ran the ball against you guys in the first game, you know, and sometimes they like to establish Peterson early. What are you bracing for?
Oh, we're definitely bracing for them to try to establish him early on us. Last time he ran for quite a bit on us. They ran for, you know, close to 200 yards as a team on us. So, you know, I fully expect that they'll come in here trying to establish the run on us early.
After a full week of practice, you sense anything that would cause you to be concerned that you guys can't carry over that momentum you had built up before the layoff?
Nah, you know, there's nothing here that has a concern. You know, we're a lot healthier this time, especially up front, you know, and our number one goal going in is to stop the run. So, you know, look at it as a challenge.
You expect Ryan out there?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, what's going on with him, but, you know.
Nice to have him back alongside you in practice for a little bit?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know, he was looking pretty good out there at practice. So, you know, that's something that the coaches and the doctors and trainers will have to come to a decision on. So, we'll just be waiting to see what happens.
Thanks, Colin.